2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away!
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great. University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
What are the odds?
Okay, sir, the bet is to you.
All in, baby!
You'll know exactly.
More or less.
What's going to happen?
This is 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It's Unrivaled 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone, brought to you by G2G Bars. Give them a shot. Your local grocer's refrigerated section, Holiday Oil, Maverick, Costco, the protein bar that don't quit, the protein bar that is substantial, baby. We love those things. Plus, it
love
tastes amazing.
G2G Bars.
We're here at the warehouse, 1825 South 300 West, right here in Salt Lake City. We have some jazz gear to give away, so if you want to come down, grab yourself a shirt that that they're trying to get rid of from the team store, because guess what? You got some nice Nike gear, those nice soft Nike shirts that are over there.
So
I might have to walk out with one myself.
If you go on all the streaming services, you know, Netflix,
yeah,
all those,
yep,
guess what everyone has on Netflix right now? Grease.
Oh, gosh. Oh,
you know,
of
because of the passing of – and so
– Anne Heche died today.
I know.
So you know what they need to do? Best Anne Heche movie was
Six Days, Seven Nights.
Love Harrison Ford.
That's a great. It really is a great.
It's a great movie.
Yeah, great. Tension between the two.
Oh yeah.
You know.
You knew it was coming.
But I started to watch Grease, and I couldn't finish it. It's too emotional.
No.
It was. I was like, I was.
You
like,
got bored. That's why you couldn't finish.
No.
It.
Well, some of the songs are getting kind of old to me.
Everybody,
yes,
had crushes on.
And I'm just like, she's gone now.
Nah, it's crazy.
It was emotional.
All right.
I couldn't get through it.
Let me see here.
I'll try 6 days, seven nights, see how that goes.
Yeah, you should. I bet it's – I actually watched it maybe less than – like 6 months ago. Just happened upon it, and I went, oh, yeah, I love this movie. Here's what we got here, Scott. We've got our what are the odds. It goes like this. I give you a scenario. You give me a 0 to 100% chance that thing will or will not happen. And then you top it off with the jersey number that's associated with the number that you pick. Does that make sense? You can play at home. Yell it out at your radio. I don't care. Disagree with us on Twitter about it. I don't care. Do it. Let's go. I'm all for it. I want all those things. So let's start off right off the bat, Scott. Do you want to give me one to start?
I'll start you off. Yeah.
Tell me what you got.
Okay. This is a Utah Jazz one.
Okay.
What are the odds Donovan Mitchell plays in 10 regular season games for the Jazz?
I think right now the no movement is it's a good sign for the Jazz, because they really are. Look, there's no bluffing here. Danny Ainge will absolutely stretch this thing out. And I'm going to say it's a I think it's better than 50%. I'm going to go with a formerly Mie One 81% chance that,
whoa,
Donovan Mitchell is going to be in 10 plus games.
That's
for the Jazz
a
this year.
Wow.
And you know what that means? That over-under starts to look a little bit different, right? If Donovan Mitchell's playing the 32.5 that Vegas gives him at the
– it ain't going to matter.
You think they'll still tank?
Hey, he doesn't play defense. Come on. It's not going to matter.
Here's the thing. They win 32.5 games. He scores 32.5 points a game. Everybody wins.
Yeah.
Come on. Let's get this thing going. So that's
no,
what
you don't
go
want him to. You don't want him to win 32.5 games.
Sorry. 32.5 points
and
a game.
And a half games.
And then you win 12.5 games. There you go. All right.
Got to be in the top three.
The thing is like, why are we I've suddenly gotten on board with the tanking. I've never been like this. I hate when teams do it. I don't like the tank. But I've been sold a bill of goods by you and all the other people who are like, Danny Ainge is building – he's building the mansions of a championship.
So here's how
Jazz heaven, and we're going to make this thing happen.
Here's how you're not tanking, okay? You have young talent. You just put them out there, and you just let them play. You let them get experience. You develop them as they go along, knowing that you've got inexperienced garbage players, and you're not going to win.
Don't say garbage players. They're people.
They're garbage players.
All well, right? And according to Deion Sanders, they're all getting in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
All these guys are
and
getting in the Hall of Fame.
And so these guys are, hey, they're trying hard every night. And it gives you an opportunity
hard every night.
Yes.
It's the worst.
I know, but that's what you want to be is the worst.
My kid's second and third grade football team is trying real hard every night, too. And their over-under on wins is definitely less than.
I mean, you're building for next year?
You can't. We're building for the third grade junior might team to do really well next year. But this year.
It's a strategy.
Look, I'm just trying to land some picks from Layton City. That's what I'm going to try to do.
So I think it's, somewhere in the middle of the road. I'll go Mark Eaton, may he rest in peace, 53%.
There you go. Okay. Let me see here, Scott. What are the odds that on Monday that AP poll has both Utah and BYU? Now, obviously Utah is going to be in there. I'm gonna up it here. The Utah is a top six pick, and that BYU is a 20 or above. Because I think Utah is going to be 5 or 6. That's where I'm putting them, and I think BYU is going to be like a 19 or 20. So I'm going to say it's a. Oh, we were talking about guys who are in the Hall of Fame, and you. And maybe the best of their position ever. You were saying Lawrence Taylor. What about Michael Strahan, 92%? Boom.
And you think it's that high?
I think it's that high.
Wow. All right. Well, I'll agree with you. I'll go with another Hall of Famer. And a lot of people will argue that he was the best defensive lineman in NFL history. And I don't agree with that. And I played against actually both those guys. but I will say a Reggie White, 92%.
Okay. Scott, I'm trying to think of, like, the level of debauchery that would be happening at Gronk, at Robert Gronkowski's.
He's now Robert.
Well, he's an adult because
he's
now.
Retired.
He's retired.
Well, I wouldn't call him an adult. But
Robert
okay.
Gronkowski the second. Sorry, Rob Gronkowski. But in my mind, I don't know why I said Robert either.
For a minute, I was like, who are you talking about?
It's
like,
dad.
This is Gronk,
no,
right? You're talking about Gronk?
So Gronk is having a retirement party.
Oh.
Okay?
Okay.
Now, you can't get a ticket to it, but they're having his retirement party at a casino to the tune of $75 a person.
Oh.
Okay? What are the odds that if you could get a ticket to that you would be at that situation?
Okay, so you can't get a ticket to it, or if you
It's sold out.
Oh, it's sold out.
It's sold out. I don't know if you can get secondary market tickets, but.
But are the 75, so anyone could have got
is
this?
Is there a performance? That's what I'm wondering. I mean, I would assume there's some sort of, Gronk has a party. Gronk has parties.
Sure.
This is what he's famous for. So what would the odds be that you would go to Rob Gronkowski's retirement party if somebody goes, hey, man, Scott, I've got an extra ticket to this thing. Do you want to come with me to Rob Gronkowski's retirement party at the Cosmo
I'm going to say a Tom Brady 12%.
Okay.
I would go. There's
yeah.
Just to view the spectacle, you know, and but I have no desire to participate in whatever the festivities might. I really don't. It's just not my thing.
Get your single dollar bills out, everybody. This would be a weird party to be at.
Yeah.
Well, here's the other thing. When he unretires, it's going to be really weird. when he unretires. And
well, it's his second retirement.
I know.
Party. Yeah. And they just make it an annual thing. People are fine with that these days.
I think it's fine. Okay. Let's take the break here. We'll come back. When we return, we are at the warehouse, of course, and we have got so many things going on here. The Chase to the FedEx Cup starts this week at St. Jude's Classic on the Golf Channel, brought to you by Uinta Golf, home of the 90-day 100% satisfaction guarantee. Check it out.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLPodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.